An international task team comprising of United Nations agencies, governments and non-governmental organizations met in Geneva, April, to draw up a strategy paper which will champion for the removal of HIV-related travel restrictions worldwide. According to UNAIDS, a total of 74 countries have some form of HIV-specific restrictions, 12 of which ban HIV-positive people from entering their countries for any reason or length of time. Some of the countries require people to undergo a HIV test, while in some cases, travelers are required to produce a HIV-free certificate. Lillian Moreko from Uganda has been living with HIV for the past 10 years and has been a victim of HIV-related travel restrictions.
It takes us back to where we've come from because, one, you realize that it is so stigmatizing. It is a discrimination of its kind to people who are HIV positive, and in a way, it makes people not openly come out to talk about their status.
Susan Timberlake from UNAIDS, who was co-chairing the task team, says there is no need for HIV-specific travel restrictions in the world because there is no evidence of economic burden caused by people living with HIV and they do not incur excessive demands on public funds.
Thousands of migrants who are seeking to move for labor migration, they are either barred from moving because they're required to do an HIV test before they go, or once they are found positive in the country, host country, they are summarily deported. And they often lose everything. They have
HIV-related travel restrictions usually take the form of a law or administrative instructions that require people to indicate their HIV-free status before entering or remaining in a country. United Nations Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights, Kyung-Wha Kang, says HIV travel restrictions raise fundamental issues regarding the human rights of non-discrimination and freedom of movement of people living with HIV/AIDS. Susan Timberlake explains.
Usually there are at least three human rights that are affected. One is the principle of non-discrimination and equality before the law. The second is the freedom of movement, having equal access to the freedom of movement. And the third human right, major human right that is denied is the right to privacy. Because in many of these cases, people's status, they are either forced to take an HIV test and or their status is made known.
The team's recommendations are to be presented at the International AIDS Conference in Mexico later this year.